Good morning. This is Sunday Dhamma Talk on Radio Thailand. By now, I think all of you hear about the news that His Holiness Samdet Pra Yanasangwon, the Supreme Patriarch of Thailand, has been passed. To commemorate his life, I would like to present you with his biography.His Holiness Samdet Pra Yanasangwon, the Supreme Patriarch, was in his early days known as Jarend, his family name being Kochawat, the first son of the three children. He was a native of Kanchanaburi, a province bordering Burma, 130 kilometers to the west ofBangkok. He was born on the 3rd of October 1913. His father's name was Noi Kochawat and his mother's Kim Noi. It is said that His Holiness Samdet Pra Yanasangwon became distinguished for his serenity of spirit, very high in the legend early on.Showing signs of his future profession. Even as a child, his favorite playing things was centered around the monkhood. Sometimes he dressed himself like a monk and imitated monks' activities, like carrying an alms bowl, reciting Pali verses after alms collecting, and preaching a sermonsor so on. His secular education began when he was 8 years old, admitted to an elementary school located at Wat Devasang Vararam in the city of Kanchanaburi near his home. He completed Pratham 5 or 5th grade. Upon completing his elementary education, he was ordained a samanera, a novice, at Wat Devasang Vararam in Kanchanaburi at the age of his 14, with Prakhu Adun Samanakit, the abbot of Wat Devasang Vararam, as his preceptor. In the second year of his novitiate, he began his higher Buddhist education. At that time, Pali language instructors were not available in the province of Kanchanaburi. Therefore, with his preceptor's consent and help, he journeyed to Wat Saneha in Nakhon Prathom, a province 77 kilometers east of Kanchanaburi, to study Pali.He spent 2 years there. Then to further his Pali and Dhamma studies, while still a samanera, he moved to Wat Bawanivet, the most important center of Kana Dhammayutta, the residence of three past supreme patriarchs. There in 1941, he completed his Pali language study,and passed the 9th grade, the highest level of Pali examination as constituted by the Thai Sangha. In 1933, at the age of 20, he returned home to Kanchanaburi and was ordained as a monk at his former monastery, Wat Deva Sangvararam, a temple ofMahanikaya sect. He passed one rains retreat there. At the end of the rains retreat in the same year, he returned to Wat Bawanivet and was reordained as a monk of Dhammayuti Nikaya order. His reordination ceremony was preached over by Samdet Prasangaraja, Chakram Luang Vasira Yanavong, the 13th Supreme Patriarch, and the 4th Lord Abbot of Wat Bawaniwet. His Holiness' exceptional ability moved him rapidly through the stages of ecclesiastical promotion. First, the title of Pra Sopun Kanavon was bestowed upon him at the age of 34 in 1947. He was later promoted to higher rank of the same tabula name in 1952 at the age of 39. His third hierarchical promotion bearing the same tabula name took place in 1955 when he was 42 years old. A year later, in 1956, he received the fourth hierarchical promotion entitled Prathamavarapon when he reached his 43 years. This auspicious event coincided with the royal ordination of His Majesty the King Ramanai, Bhumibol Adulyadej, the present monarch of Thailand. On this occasion, Prathamavarapon was chosen to act as the guardian bhikkhu to His Majesty the King during the period of royal ordination. At the age of 48, he was appointed to the position of Prasasana Sopona, next to the rank only to the seven top ecclesiastical administration leaders who hold the title of Somdet. The special tubular name of Somdet Pra Yanasangvorn, which was not given to any bhikkhu for 150 years since the reign of King Rama II, was bestowed upon His Holiness in 1972, when he was 59 years of age. And in 1989, His Holiness was invested by Their Majesty the King and Queen as the Supreme Patriarch, Sangharaja, with the special tubular name of His Holiness Somdet Pra Yanasangvara Somdet Pra Sangharaja Sakala Maha Sangha Parinayaka. In short, he rose rapidly through the ecclesiastical ranks. In 1956, the present monarch, His Majesty King Bhumibol Adulyadej, chose to be ordained as a bhikkhu for a period of 15 days from October 22, 1956 to November 5, 1956, during which he resided in Wat Bawaniwet. Kromaruang Vachiyara Yanavong, then the Supreme Patriarch, acted as Upachaya, the royal preceptor, to His Majesty. His Holiness then holding the title of Pra Sopana Kanachan was chosen to be an advisor and guardian to the royal bhikkhu. This special and important occurrence added precious memories to His Holiness' life history. In 1978, a special assessment was entrusted to His Holiness when the Crown Prince chose to become a monk for 15 days, residing in Wat Bawaniwet from November 6 to 20, 1978. His Holiness became the Crown Prince Bhikkhu's instructor and advisor in monastic courts of disciplined and Buddhist teachings, hierarchical and ecclesiastical responsibilities in various departments, from the bottom to his highest positions and ranks, were also assigned to Somdet, and the burden increased the proportions of his hierarchical promotion. His Holiness has had a remarkable record of ecclesiastical administration, which can be summed up as follows. When the Buddhist order was still under Sangha Act in 1941, in which the Kana Sangha was molded on the civil system under the nation constitution, His Holiness was appointed acting chief of the administration department, the Mayutika affairs only. And in 1962, the 1941 Act was replaced by a new law entitled Act on the Administration of the Sangha Buddhist Era, 1962. His Holiness became a member of Mahathera Samakum, the Elders' Council, on the very day that the new Act became effective. He was also Chief Administrative Authority of the Bangkok Samutprakan Municipality, dealing with Dhammayuttika affairs only. In the field of ecclesiastical education, His Holiness was chairman of the Ecclesiastical Education Board of Thai Sangha and chairman of Exclusive Committee of the Training Institute for Dhammaduta Bhikkhus going abroad. He was also chairman of the Exclusive Board of Maha Makuta Buddhist University, the first Buddhist university established in Thailand under the patronage of Dhammayuttika administration. After the passing away of Prabrahma Muni Suvaccha Thera, the fifth abbot of Wat Bawon Nivets, in 1961, His Holiness was appointed the sixth abbot of Wat Bawon Nivet, while holding the title of Prathama Varapon. The renovation and decoration of the age and decades buildings and residential quarters in monastery took place immediately after his appointment. The 100-year-old Ubosatha Hall, main assembly hall, originally made of brick and plaster, was restored by fitting beautiful white marble slabs over the outside columns and wall. The old doors and windows of Ubosatha Hall were replaced with new beautifully covered teak ones. Other buildings throughout the monastery were renovated and remolded. The construction of the new buildings to accommodate and support new activities was undertaken. The compound of the monastery was furnished with a variety of scraps and trees. At this time, the whole of Wat Bawon Nivet was renovated, reshaped, and beautified. Concerning monks and novices in the monastery, His Holiness support and encouraged monastic education in every possible way. He continually selects instructors and tutors in Dhamma and Pali studies for new bhikkhus and novices, and scholarships for higher studies, both at home and abroad, are granted every year. Necessary facilities such as libraries, etc., have been provided by His Holiness for residents, monks, and novices. Regarding education outside Wat Bhavanivet, through His Holiness' initiation and guidance, more new schools and institutions are constructed to meet the needs and requirements of the Thai people. The construction of Wat Yanasangwararam in Banglamung District near Pattaya, Chonburi Province, is the most significant event. Its majestic beauty and beautiful buildings are known far and wide. The significance and importance of this monastery is demonstrated by their Majesty's royal patronage. Their Majesties, the King and Queen, graciously accepted it and placed it in the first grade of royal monasteries under the royal patronage. Moreover, His Holiness is called upon by people from all walks of life to assist in establishing public places such as schools, college, hospitals, and so on. The Bhikkhus Annex and next 24 stories outpatient building in Chulalongkorn Hospital are the best example of His Holiness' patronage and generosity given to the public. His Holiness' support for education is rooted in His own inner life of learning, which He has had since His childhood. His unceasing and energetic striving for knowledge has resulted in outstandingly success in his studies. His Holiness is not only well-versed in Sanskrit and Pali, which are the classical Buddhist languages, but he also studied Chinese, French, German, and English. Although monastic responsibilities and administrative duties caused him to put aside further study, His Holiness did not abandon his study of English. His fluency in English has led him to encourage extensive exchange of religious dialogue and ideas at Wat Bhavanivet. He himself used to give lectures in Dhamma in English to foreigners. Apart from his secular and religious proficiency, His Holiness is keenly interested in meditating and concentration practices. When he was a young monk, he went to visit many forest meditation centers upcountry, staying there for 2 to 3 months a year to devote himself to spiritual practice. Later, the burden of ecclesiastical administrative duties were so great that he was unable to find time to enter forest meditation centers as before. His Holiness does not surrender to the situation. He creates his own forest-like seclusion in his own shelters in the city, because he is of the will that one should practice meditation and concentration wherever one dwells by creating forest-like seclusions in one's own mind. It can therefore be said that His Holiness is endowed with three unique qualifications: administrative skill, academic duties, and meditation and concentration. He balances all three harmoniously in his day-to-day life. His Holiness closely follows the example of his royal predecessors at Wat Bhavanivet, the late Somdet Pramaha Samanachao, Krumpraya Vashinarayan Vurorot, who was a master of Buddhist studies and reformer of ecclesiastical administration. He wisely emulated the meditation and concentration practice of his preceptor, the late สมเด็จพระมหาสังฆราชเจ้ากรมพระยาวชินรยานวงศ์ Because he arises from his scholarly and meditative nature, His Holiness' teachings attracts Buddhists from all walks of life. Since he can properly apply the Dhamma to the everyday world and its problems, his teachings and sermons are therefore relevant, and his audience is beneficial by his explanations of theory and practice. His Holiness gives sermons in the Ubosatha Hall every fourth night and lectures on meditation and concentration. What Bawar Nivets is therefore known as an important meditation center in Metropolis and in Thailand. Apart from the sermon and meditation lessons mentioned before, His Holiness has written many books on Dhamma, explaining the Buddha's teaching and meditation practice, such as Principle of Buddhism, 45 Years of the Buddha, Solasa Panha, 16 Questions, A Guide to Awareness, and etc. His book arose interest among readers and are well known. In connection with the propagation and dissemination of Buddhism abroad, His Holiness was once chairman of the executive committee of the Training Institute of Dhammaduta Bhikkhus going abroad. He himself had often been to foreign countries in Asia, Europe, America, and Australia to observe religious practices and to meet people. Since His Holiness support Dhammaduta Bhikkhus in Indonesia and Australia, he has visited those countries several times. In 1993, from 20th June to 2nd of July, His Holiness visited China at the invitation of the government. During his 13 days tour, he met the President of China, the President of the Buddhist Association in China, various officials and Buddhist monks, nuns, and lay followers. He visited Buddhist monasteries and important historical and cultural sites, and exchanged ideas with Chinese Buddhists in Beijing, Xi'an, Kunming, and Sipsong Panna. This historical visit, the first ever by a Thailand to China, should bring the two countries together through their common religious heritage. During His Holiness' tenure as Abbot, Wat Bawar Nivet has become a center of foreign relations and is well known to foreigners who are interested in Buddhist studies. Many foreigners from both East and West come to Wat Bawar Nivet to study Buddhism. Some become ordained as bhikkhus and samaneras for a time. It is no exaggeration to say that His Holiness has re-established Wat Bawar Nivet in its former magnificent and dynamic role of spreading the Dhamma. In the time of King Mongkut, the first abbot, and Somdet Pramaha Samanachao Krom Praya Vachinarayan Murorot, the third abbot, His Holiness continued his effort in all aspects of activities for welfare of religion and society in the country and abroad. Traditionally, he bears highest position in Thai Sangha, and a being of spiritual leader, he receives high respect by all government agencies of Thailand and public. He inspires large number of adherents to be active in everyday life. He made numerous visits, either official and non-official to the land of Buddha, that is India and Nepal, even in his ripe age of over 80s. This shows his passion for welfare of religion and society there. His such effort resulted some notable Buddhist activities in those country. His Holiness Somdet Pra Yanasangvara is highly reverend even among Buddhists in foreign countries. As such, the Myanmar government has bestowed upon him title of Abhidhaja Maharata Guru, which is the highest ecclesiastical title of the Myanmar Sangha, and the World Buddhist Supreme Conference Buddhist Summit, along with the Supreme Buddhist leaders of 32 countries of the world in 2012, also bestowed the title of Supreme Holiness of World Buddhism on him. And this short biography of His Holiness Somdet Pra Yanasangvara, the Supreme Patriarch of Thailand, to commemorate his life.